This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Last week's election has fueled the debate over the reliability of touchscreen and other electronic voting equipment. Some election officials had hope that what they saw as a largely successful election would quell the concerns, but critics point to numerous complaints and malfunctions across the country as evidence that the machines can't be trusted. NPR's Pam Fessler has more.
Robert Dixon has been voting in Youngstown, Ohio for more than 40 years, but he never encountered anything like what happened last week. Dixon went to the electronic touchscreen machine in his precinct and pressed the box for John Kerry.
And when I got to the end, where it says push the red button when you're finished, I pushed it. Instead of Kerry's name come up, Bush's name come up.
Dixon was able to get a poll worker to help fix the problem, but he worries about all those who didn't get such help. In fact, there were dozens of reports last week of voters pressing one candidate's name on an electronic touchscreen machine and having another name recorded. There were also reports of machine breakdowns and vote count errors. More than 4,500 votes were lost in North Carolina because a machine's memory was too small to record all the votes cast. Independent presidential candidate Ralph Nader has asked for a manual recount of optical scan voting in New Hampshire because of questions raised about those machines.
The computers are inherently subject to programming error, equipment malfunction, malicious tampering, paperless electronic voting machines make it impossible to safeguard the integrity of our vote.
Several Democrats in Congress have asked the Government Accountability Office to investigate allegations of vote tampering. But supporters of electronic voting say any problems last week were few and far between, especially considering that some 40 million voters use the equipment. Harris Miller is president of the Information Technology Association of America, which represents the manufacturers.
The local election officials love it. The voters who use it love it. And more we're seeing that the American people really want to go in this direction.
Miller admits there were some problems, but says that's to be expected with any machine. He says electronic voting eliminates far more errors than it creates.
One of the big problems in 2000 is over 2 million voters who voted in the presidential election did not have their votes counted for the simple reason that they overvoted. That means they voted for more than one candidate, and they effectively took their vote out of the mix. The great thing about these electronic voting machines, it doesn't allow you to overvote.
And election officials say there were backup systems to catch errors that did emerge, the minus 25 million votes that showed up on a cartridge in one Ohio precinct, and the 4,200 votes that appeared for President Bush in another Ohio precinct when only 638 votes had been cast. Neither figure was reflected in the final count. But Avi Rubin, a computer scientist at Johns Hopkins University, says all this focus on such obvious election day glitches misses the point.
What I'm concerned about are all the problems that never make the news because we never discover them.
He notes speculation, mostly on the internet, that the election was stolen and that software and electronic voting machines might have been tampered with.
Do I think that it happened? I don't know. And that's the problem with paperless voting, is that we can't go back and do a recount. We just have to take the machine's word.
Rubin and others say the only way to really be sure of the results is to have some kind of paper ballot backup, something voters can see before they finish voting. Manufacturers and many election officials say that's not necessary, that there are too many checks in the system for widespread fraud to go undetected. Still, California and Ohio have ordered paper ballot backups for their touchscreen machines by 2006, and this year Nevada used paper backups on all its electronic voting equipment. But some officials worry that this push for paper will lead to new problems. Mark Monroe is the Elections Board Chairman in Mahoning County, Ohio, where voter Robert Dixon had so much trouble casting his vote for John Kerry.
I cannot believe in this modern day and age of computers that people think that paper is the solution. You know, my perspective is that paper has been the problem.
He says that's why the county was so happy after 20 years to get rid of its paper-based optical scan system and to replace it with touchscreen machines.
I used to worry when we had paper ballots about ballot security on election night because somebody could tamper with those ballots with nothing more than a pencil.
He says what happens in a recount if the electronic results and the paper ones differ? The error could be with the backup ballots just as easily as with the machines. It's an argument he and others will make in the months ahead. Both sides say they'll comb through the experiences of this year's election to help make their cases before the next vote occurs. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.